This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Another night of explosions in the night sky in Gaza. After a day of explosive political rhetoric, that is Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying our victory will be singular and clear. It will deliver the message to our enemies, a message that will resonate for generations. The goal of our enemies is the destruction of the State of Israel. And I say to you and I say to them, our enemies will fail. That followed a warning by Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of Hezbollah. He says all possibilities in the Lebanese front are open. All possibilities could happen, and we are ready to use whatever we need. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has moved on to Jordan after visiting Israel and urging the Israelis to agree to pauses which would allow humanitarian aid into Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel will not agree to any temporary ceasefire with Hamas until the more than 240 hostages seized by the Islamist movement during its attack on October 7th are released. Hamas is a designated terrorist group. Eric Trump testified on Friday that he relied on accountants and lawyers to verify the accuracy of financial documents that a judge has ruled to be fraudulent in a trial that threatens to hobble his father Donald Trump's real estate empire. His testimony wrapped up before noon. Up next on the witness stand is the former president, who's scheduled to be there Monday. This is VOA News. The leaders of Japan and the Philippines on Friday agreed to start negotiations on a reciprocal troop access deal, strengthening military cooperation amid rising maritime tensions in the region and an increasingly assertive China. Here's President Ferdinand Marcos Jr.
I also would like to recall our commitment to work on a framework for our status of visiting forces or the proposed reciprocal access agreement, RAA, with Japan.
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida said that he had agreed to work together closely with the United States and, in a veiled reference to China, shared concerns about unacceptable attempts to unilaterally change the status quo by force in the East and South China Seas. Record-breaking winds in France and across much of Eastern or Western Europe have left at least 5 people dead and injured several others. Here's AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Storm Kieran charged through the continent through Thursday, a weather event plunging vast numbers of people into darkness, damaging properties and disrupting travel. In France, the storm blew out windows and left 1.2 million households without electricity. A truck driver killed when a tree hit his vehicle in northern France, and emergency workers were hurt. Roofs were torn from homes on the Channel Islands, while hundreds of schools stayed close in the English coastal communities of Cornwall and Devon. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The Supreme Court will issue a ruling on rapid-fire gun bump stocks. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani says that is an attachment on guns used to make them automatic weapons, like the kind used in a Las Vegas mass shooting 6 years ago.
The attachments allow semi-automatic weapons to fire rapidly, like machine guns. The Trump Justice Department banned bump stocks after the Las Vegas massacre. Since then, federal appeals courts have come to different decisions about whether the regulation defining a bump stock as a machine gun is legal, and the high court will now take up the issue, with a ruling expected by early summer. The court's already weighing a challenge to another federal law that looks to keep guns from people under domestic violence restraining orders. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A magnitude 6.4 earthquake struck western Nepal on Friday. Nepal's National Seismological Center reported, as witnesses said, it caused houses in the area to collapse and buildings in New Delhi, India, to shake. From Washington, I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.